Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike and I talked about this last week, and by the way, this is not me or Mike banging on our Braves. We won yesterday. Matter of fact, let me hear Brian Snicker talk about Schwellenbach's complete game, because before we get into this, I know you're going to immediately jump the gun and think that we're going somewhere. But this is what he said. Shrelly was great yesterday. I thought he put the team on his back. This is what I talk about when a pitcher can dominate and literally go, I'm going to go out and win this game. And Chris Sale's done this a couple of times, but the other team scored two runs and we've done nothing.
Right.
So this was Shrelly or a snit on Shrelly yesterday.
Oh, man, it was something else. You know, a lot of strikes, obviously, a lot of first pitch strikes. Stuff was just good from 1 to 9, you know. So I know that was really, really, you know, to strike out 9 and only have that many pitches is a feat in and of itself. So, you know, he's getting ahead and, you know, stuff was just like it's been. I mean, it's kind of good, too, for him to go out there and touch the 9th inning also.
I'm glad Snit left him out there.
Heck yeah.
And we talk about the Mike's. This is his pet peeve. Guys are pitching well. Here comes the manager. It's the 7th inning. Let him go.
John Smoltz always says it, whether it's we're talking to us on Dukes and Bell or on national TV. Guys got to learn. I think Tom Glavine echoes some of those sentiments too when he's on it. But yeah, got to learn, man. So great, great for Schwellenbach. Take the pressure off. Don't need to see the bullpen like at all if I can help it. So that's great. Problem is, you dug yourself such a big hole, and this is what Tony Gwynn Jr. was telling us on Monday. You know, you're still 14 and a half games out right now. You have no margin for error, which means you've really got to beat up on those Colorado Rockies coming to town.
All right. So even with the win yesterday, we have not played up to our capabilities. And we're 9 games out of the wild card, right? We're almost double digits out of the wild card, depending on how this thing goes night in and night out. And here's what we're getting to when we talk about change. Atlanta sports fans, you guys explain to us, and we'll tell you what we think. But I'll give you an example in 2020 when Dan Quinn was our head coach and our team started out 0-5. We are just a few years removed from a Super Bowl run. And then we went back to the playoffs in 17. But we started 0-5, and there was a multitude of things going on, but we weren't going to tolerate it.
Right.
And he got let go. And you could look at all the coaches that have come and gone, whether it was Mike Smith, who did an amazing job and won more games than anybody else, and his time came and went, or whether it was Arthur Smith, who's recently, you know, the recent coach who had that happen, and you go, well, you know what? They didn't take us to Super Bowls. Dan Quinn did. And the reason why I'm using Quinn is because a lot of people use that as a reason, Mike, to not change Brian Snicker when you say, well, we won a World Series with him.
Right.
Why is it, Atlanta sports fans, that we are willing to call for coaching changes when it comes to our other teams, but not the Braves? And Mike and I, again, we're not calling for Snit's job. We're going to see where this goes. You know, we went off last week when we lost that game, and there was no way they should have come back and beat us, and they scored 7 runs in the 9th inning. But this is something, like, fundamentally that feels like, Mike, this is our thing. Like, this is an issue with Atlanta sports fans.
Right. And by the way, you and I were calling for Dan Quinn to get fired in that 5-game losing streak in 2019.
Prior to that.
He should have gotten fired. He never should have had. Look, Dan has moved on and doing good things in D.C. But it ran its course here. She'd have been gone after 19. I've never seen a coach with 6-game and 5-game losing streaks like Quinn had. But getting back to Bobby Cox and now with Brian Snicker, managers for the Braves are sacred cows. People didn't have as much of a connection with Freddy Gonzalez other than being a bench coach, so there wasn't as much. And I also thought folks realized pretty quickly, especially in that Dodgers series, that Freddy wasn't the guy. But even then, we had people that were upset. You and I weren't working together at the time, calling for that guy to go. But there's just something about Braves fans. They're very conservative in nature. They generally don't fear change, and they generally buy whatever the corporation is telling them. Tell me if I'm lying. I'm not saying they were hoodwinked or bamboozled. The John Schuchel's run was amazing, but it still only produced one World Series victory. And you've been led to believe that, you know, stability through division titles year after year is great. Who cares? I'd rather be the freaking Marlins and have 2 rings over than one. You know, I mean, I know that's an extreme difference because that's gross negligence and disinterest from that ownership group for over the years. But getting back to your point, Braves fans, they're soft at times, Carl. I'll just say it. Some of the Braves fans and the crossover to Georgia fans, it's the same group. It was the same argument who said about Mark Richt for years. You know, sometimes they're just so afraid of you don't know what you're going to get. Well, I don't know. Not winning World Series is not getting the job done when you've got a pretty gosh darn good team. You know, when you're one, it's we're in the same boat as the Bobby Cox years. This year was no different than last year, the year before the injuries hit. You're one of the top 5 teams in baseball. You should be demanding excellence, not mediocrity.
Yeah, and that's where we've been. When you're 14 and a half out, you're 4 games in front of the Marlins, and you're trying to hold on to not be in last place in our division, that's mediocrity. And so it gets us to this conversation. I'm not calling for snitch job. I was upset last week, and I told you what I thought. Let's see where it goes, and let's see how they fix this. But we, as sports fans here in this city, can't be reserved when we're calling for change with all of our other teams, and yet we're unwilling to do that with our Braves. 404-726-0929. That's all I'm saying. And it's something that seems like it's fundamental when you talk about, or at least I talk to Braves fans, like to Mike. Mike and I argue all the time about this off the air because he says to me what a lot of Braves fans say to me. They won't do it. And I'm like, why? We do it for the Falcons.
Yes.
We do it for the Hawks. Why not? And the Hawks haven't won Jack either.
And they
why?
Even did it at Georgia.
Correct. Yeah. So that is why I'm asking you, why are you more reserved when calling for change when it comes to our Braves? If in fact they're going – and by the way, that wave of whatever that was last week, we're past it. They went. They still lost a series on the road, which didn't make it any better. But, you know, you win a series against Milwaukee, and all right, great. I feel a little bit better. But we are where we are. And the fact that the team is underachieved, and you can say, well, that's not on Snit. Well, guess what? When the team was underachieving, it was on Dan Quinn.
Right.
And I can't separate that when we say, oh, it's good for one squad or one team in our city and it's not good for the other. So I want to see where our squad goes. Great job by Shirelli yesterday, but I can't discount, Mike, we're 14 and a half out right now, and we're not even to mid-June.
Hey, we got guys that are going to bat like Sean Murphy as Brian McCann, you know? I mean, it's insane. You know, you're treating Sean Murphy like he's Dale Murphy, okay? Not even close. So, I mean, but this goes back to there are some, again, guys, I don't want to paint with a broad brush. We got Braves fans who look at it the same way Carl and I do, and they want to win, and they demand excellence, as you should. If you're a season ticket holder,
that's it.
And you're paying $50 to park in the red lot and eat the meatballs at Sport and Social, you should be demanding excellence.
Those are good.
Yes, you should. You know, but there's this. Remember the conversation was a couple years ago. I was talking about the Braves need to spend more money, and I had some guy going, "You don't understand how business works. It's the only city in America where the fan roots for the corporation." You know, you think they're made of money? Well, no, I don't expect them to spend like the Dodgers or the Mets, but I do expect them to spend like the Philadelphia freaking Phillies. You know, that's been my argument for the last 5 years. Give Snicker the tools to win. He's going to bat every year with that one hand tied behind his back with starting pitching.
And that's where he doesn't complain. He doesn't.
No.
He never says anything.
And it's not Alex's fault either because it's above his pay grade. But again, but Braves fans just sit there like, doo-doo-doo, the sun will come out tomorrow, get him next year. I just can't live like that as a sports fan when I know that we're good enough to demand the difference to get us to the top.
Told you we were going to talk about change. 404-726-0929. And we're not demanding it now. What we're saying is this is our attitude. This is what our attitude has been, it feels like, for a long time. And I don't understand that. I don't understand how it's okay for us to switch coaches like this for our football team, or like this for our basketball team, or for our soccer team, for that matter. How many managers have we gone through? This team just started in 2018, 2017. I mean, give me a break. Right. So that's the thing. And look, anybody in sports will tell you, none of these jobs are forever. They're just not. And Snit knows that, and I appreciate everything he's done. I think he's a hell of a dude. I think he's a really good manager. He proved to me in our World Series year, like, the buttons he pushed were unbelievable.
Right. You can't go back and look.
Unbelievable.
You look at it, and I get it. You know, if baseball, the best team was supposed to win, then Tony La Russa would probably have 10 World Series rings. Remember those A's teams that he gacked it with?
Oh, my God. They were loaded.
You know, and Jim Leland would have more rings, and Bobby Cox should have more rings. But there are things, there's decisions that get made. The manager in those big moments, the crucial pitch-by-pitch, inning-by-inning moments, that's when he's on center stage. And that's when I think Bobby Cox came up with snake eyes more than he should have. But the organization never in a million years would have thought about it. And then, in turn, as you and I said, I know we talked about the interviews you did with National guys. You don't know how good you've got it with Bobby. Like, that's the only guy that can manage this team? Give Joe Torre a crack at the freaking Braves in the 90s and see what he does. You know? But, I mean, no, it's just, this is the mindset. And I love Snicker because he's grandfatherly and he's a sweet old guy.
He is a sweet
guy. But, I mean, who gives a crap? We're trying to win a World Series here.
Yeah, and his team, is talented.
Right. And now, look, we may be beyond the line where you can save the season, even if Alex is able to do some amazing stuff, outwork the other GMs.
Okay.
But the team's got to start hitting.
Okay.
So I still have to say, oh, no, Snicker has to go out with a gold watch and he has to play out the season?
Well, that's my question. Even if we are past a potential run, I don't know if we are. 15 games out is a lot. And again, that's winning the division. But even 9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Or 10 in the wild card. And we're acting like, you know, Braves fans, none of these teams are going to lay down. They're not rolling to the ballpark today and going, well, you know, the Braves aren't playing. Let's just lose. That doesn't happen. These guys are aware of what's going on. They're competitors, and they want to win just as bad as we do. But it brings me to that question, Mike, if we are past that and we don't go on this run and we don't get back into it, you still going to be more reserved for calling for a change?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.